May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the most enduring images of last week was the majestic golden altar cross seen glowing among the ashes of Notre Dame Cathedral. This incredibly powerful image was beamed around the world as a quirky survival of fire, but became a powerful symbol of hope and resurrection and resilience. There's no doubt that this cathedral will be restored to full glory, just as our Lord has been resurrected to everlasting life. It reminds us that Easter is the greatest feast of our faith, that through the pain and devastation of the cross, we become people marked by joyfulness and happiness. Jesus is raised. He has conquered sin and death. His victory is our victory. His death means our redemption. His resurrection means our salvation. How could we not be filled with joy and great happiness over such wonderful news? Every genuine Christian cannot help but be transformed by the Easter event. All is changed, darkness to light, doubt to faith, selfishness to generosity, despair to hope, sin to grace, and death to eternal life. This is a time to remember the joy that Jesus is alive and that his resurrection can inspire hope and love within our world. It's through the resurrection that people can be alive in Christ and respect and love others. But in our happiness and exuberance, we must also be committed to live out this faith with steadfastness and resilience. Cardinal Basil Hume, when Abbot of Ampleforth, once counseled his monks by saying, "Take life seriously, take God seriously, but don't, please don't, take yourselves too seriously." And there's a lot of truth contained in those words. Humour is one of the most important things of everyday life. It's through humour that we can really see and appreciate the best and most beautiful things in life, love and friendship. It was Thomas Aquinas who said, "There is nothing on this earth more to be prized than true friendship." And if you think about the people you most enjoy being around, the people that make you happiest, and some of your favorite memories of being with those people, many of those times will involve humor and laughter. For so much of the church's history, Christianity shared the conviction that the principal reason for being a Christian, or indeed doing anything at all, was to be happy. St. Augustine strongly believed that happiness and delight was the mainspring of all human action. For as he said, we must perform our actions in accordance with what brings us most delight. Who can consciously embrace anything that does not delight him? And yet, however happy and joyful we are today, we know that tomorrow morning the world will look just about the same as it did this Easter morning. Our world will still be racked by bloodshed and conflict. And our prayers go out to our fellow Christians in Sri Lanka. Today we sing our Easter anthems, but tomorrow poverty and homelessness, greed and hatred, oppression and injustice will continue to plague our world. But although we may not be able to prove that the hymns sung in thousands of churches and the candles that have been lit have penetrated the dark corners where that message is so sorely needed, there is every reason for the music to continue and for the candles to shine. The light will not be extinguished, it will not be snuffed out, and far from it. For we do not give in to darkness because God's grace, so wonderfully given to us in the victory of Jesus Christ, leads us forward into new lives. And each one of us has a part to play in God's fight against evil. Easter teaches us that we must be resilient in our Christian faith. Resilience is all about being able to adapt and bounce back from stressful things in life, responding to tragedy and moving on despite loss. Resilience is the human heart's ability to suffer and to grow from it. We see personal resilience every day in people who suffer handicaps, deaths of loved ones, and other great losses. When people refuse to give up on themselves and the world, even after misfortune, and they are being resilient. But we also see examples of national resilience, such as the response in France and around the world to that great fire that took place in the centre of their city of Paris. The fire that burned through that vast network of enormous centuries-old oak beams, supporting the cathedral's vaulted stone ceiling. Today, our collections throughout this Easter day will go to support Notre Dame and the Archdiocese of Paris. And more than that, the Dean and Chapter here will also match fund the total value of all the collections taken here today. So do please give generously to support them in their need. We see that resilience is all about commitment and standing together. The Church's joy at the resurrection of Christ is so great that it cannot be limited just to one day or several days, but must be celebrated for an entire season. The New Testament never simply says, "Remember Jesus Christ." That is a half-finished sentence. It says, "Remember Jesus Christ is risen from the dead."